弟兄姐妹早上好。
Once again, it's wonderful to be here.
能够再次来到这里面非常非常的好。
In the midst of, I know talk of the town is about the virus, right, that's going on.
大家知道在这个大家都在谈论这个瘟疫的时候能够来到这里。
But we truly thank the Lord for giving us the opportunity to really separate us, right, right now at this moment to come to worship and listen to him.
但是我们感谢主在这个时候他把我们分别出来让我们聚在这里让我们一同来一同来分享他的话。
Not only is this time strengthening to you,
不单单用这个时间来坚固我们,
but it's also strengthening for me, for my family as well.
并且也坚固我和我的家。
So let us share this moment together.
让我们一同来分享这个时刻。
So let's turn to the Bible in the book of Philippians.
让我们一同打开圣经腓立比书。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章。
I know the main body that I've given the passage is in verse 17 through 21.
我要分享的主要内容在是在三章第十七节到二十一节。
But instead of just going or reading over that, let's read just a little bit extra.
我们今天除了那几节经文之外呢，我们还会多读几节。
That's the main body, but let's read ahead just a little bit.
那么在我们要分享的主要经文的前面，我们再多读几节。
The same chapter, chapter 3, verse 1 through 2.
第三章的第一节到第二节。
And then verses 12 through 13.
我们再读第十二、第十三节。
So 1, 2, 12 and 13.
一节、二节、十二节、十三节。
And then let's heading to 17 to 21.
然后我们跳到第十七到二十一节。
You need to really stay with me.
大家要注意听。
Okay, when we read this, remember the context.
我们读的时候大家记得上下文。
Philippians 3, 1 and 2, let's start.
腓立比书三章一到二节。
Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord, to write the same things to you is no trouble to me and is safe for you. Look out for the dogs, look out for the evildoers, look out for those who mutilate the flesh. And then verse 12 and 13.Not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. And then verse 17 to 21, can we read together?
17到21节让我们一块来读。弟兄
Brothers, join in
你们要一同效法我也当留意看那些照我们榜样行的人因为有许多人行事是基督十字架的仇敌我屡次告诉你们现在又流泪的告诉你们他们的结局就是神轮他们的神就是自己的束缚他们以自己的羞辱为荣耀专以地上的事为念我们却是天上的国民心等候救主
Lord Jesus Christ,
就是主耶稣基督从天降临而要按照那能叫万有归服自己的大能将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状和他自己荣耀的身体相似
Let us pray
我们一起祷告
Lord we thank you for giving us this time
主我们谢谢你给我们这个时间
that when we walk in the world
让我们在世上行事为人
that while we walk we have a glorious hope
然后有荣耀的盼望
that when we face the trials and tribulations in this world
当我们在世界面临试验和灾难的时候
Lord that we know this is not our home
我们知道这世界不是我们的家
that we know this is not the end
我们也知道这不是我们的结局
that there is a glorious hope that you have given us
你给我们一个荣耀的盼望
May you use these words
愿你用着这些话
or to encourage brothers and sisters,
来鼓励弟兄和姐妹
not only to the listeners,
不单单是听的
but to also to the speaker and the translator,
也对说的 和翻译的
may we as the whole body walk in front of you,
让我们真的是在 我们能够在一个身体里面一同行在你的面前。
Lord, thank you. Please bless the following moment.
主，我们谢谢你，求你祝福以下的时间。
We seek your presence to be with us.
我们所要寻求的就是你与我们同在。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So this topic, the topic for this passage is the hope while we walk.
今天我要分享的主题呢，就是在盼望中行走，
行走中的盼望，
行走中的盼望。
So the hope while we walk,
就是我们行走中的盼望。
There's a man that's walking on a beach.
有一个人在海边行走。
So he's walking and walking and walking, and all of a sudden, poof, God appeared to him.
他走着走着走着走着，突然有一 poof,
poof,
对啊，突然呢有一堆石。
就冒出一股烟来。
OK, 突然呢冒出一股烟来。
And God appeared to him.
神就向他显现。
And said, You are truly a good and faithful servant. I will give you one wish.
他说你是一个又忠心又良善的仆人，我让你能够成，我能够成全你的一个心愿。
Think about it, what would be your wish?
那么你会盼望什么呢？
And the man said to him, it's a man, okay, the man said to him, I really love Hawaii, I would love to go to Hawaii.
这个男人呢就对他说，我特别喜欢夏威夷，我希望能够到那儿去。
But I'm really afraid to take the plane.
但是我不敢乘飞机。
So God, can you please build me a bridge?
说神啊，你能不能为我造一座桥？
The bridge will connect across the ocean and go to Hawaii.
这个桥使我可以越过海洋到夏威夷去。
So I can drive there without taking the plane.
所以我可以开车去，不用坐飞机。
And God immediately responded, Are you crazy?
神马上对他说，你疯了吗？
Do you know how much manpower and resource and time it will take to build the bridge across the Pacific Ocean?
你知不知道要从这里从太平洋上建一座桥要花费多少人力物力呢？
Think of another wish, okay? I'll give you some time. Think of another wish.
我给你点时间，你再想另外一个希望吧。
So the man thought about it just a little bit.
那个人想了一会儿。
And he said, God, you know, I've been married for the past 40 years.
他说，神啊，你知道我已经结婚40年了。
And the woman of my life, I've never been able to understand her and really understand what she's thinking.
那么你在我一同生活了40年呢。这个女人我从来不知道，我不认识她，我也不知道她在想什么。
Can you please give me the ability to understand the woman of my life?
能不能你给我一种能力，让我能够理解我生命中的这个女人？
That I can understand her fully so I can love her even more.
我可以完全的明白她，所以我可以更爱她。
And then God listened to heard this and asked him.
神听到了之后就问她说，
How many lanes would you like that bridge to have?
是吧？你要我叫造的那个桥，你希望有几条线呢？
It's a joke.
这是一个玩笑，一个笑话。
But let's think about it.
那我们想一想。
Our life is just like a walk.
我们的生命呢，就像是在行走。
On this walk, there are so many things that seem to be impossible.
在我们这行走的时候，有许多好像不可能的事。
On this walk, there seems to be so many difficulties.
在我们这行走当中，好像有许多许多的困难。
If you're single, you have your problems.
如果你是单身的话，你有你自己的问题。
If you have families, you have even more problems.
你有了家之后，你的问题就更多。
There are many, many things that we face.
我们要面临许多的事。
There are so many challenges that lies ahead of us.
我们面前有许多的挑战。
How do we walk?
我们怎么样的？
How do we walk?
我们在如何行走？
In our lives as a Christian,
我们基督徒的生活，
God has put a path in front of us.
神在我们面前预备了一条路。
He also built a road for us. He built the road for us to walk on.
他也为我们预备了道路，让我们在行走在其上。
As Paul mentioned in the passage that we just read,
在我们刚刚读的保罗所写的经文当中，
Paul is telling brothers and sisters in the church of Philippi to be joyous.
保罗告诉腓立比的弟兄姐妹要喜乐。
He is telling brothers and sisters to rejoice no matter what.
告诉弟兄姐妹无论如何都要喜乐。
And he is sharing with brothers and sisters his own walk.
他也跟弟兄姐妹分享他自己的行走。
He is sharing with brothers and sisters a walk that he, the attitude that he displayed while he's walking the path.
他也向弟兄姐妹他也向弟兄姐妹他行走在这条路上他是如何行走。
That he is forgetting what lies behind and straining forward for what's ahead.
他忘记背后努力面前。
And that goal, what's ahead is Jesus Christ himself.
在他前面的目在他前面的标杆就是耶稣基督他。
He is saying, don't let our past, our qualifications,or lack of qualifications obstruct us from walking on this path.
他说不要让我们的过去无论我们自己觉得合格或者不合格都成为我们行走的障碍。
That he is saying, brothers and sisters, our Christian lives is just like a racetrack.
他说弟兄姐妹我们基督徒的生活就像是赛跑一样。
And us as a whole body were walking on that racetrack.
我们弟兄姐妹一起像一个身体一样行走在这条道路上。
And we're walking forward.
我们向前走
But there are some things that will try to obstruct us.
但是却有些事情要阻拦我们
There are some things that will destroy our walk.
有些事情会毁掉我们的道路
And one of those things is the lack of joy.
那么其中的一件事就是缺少喜乐
And one of the things is that while we're walking on this path, we found that there is no joy.
就是当我们走在这条路上的时候我们发现没有喜乐
We will start to ask ourselves What is the purpose?
我们会开始问自己我们这样走的目的是什么
Why are we even here?
我们为什么在这里
I don't know if you ever ask yourself this question
我不知道你有没有问过自己这样的问题
Why is it that on Sunday mornings that we are sitting here instead of somewhere else?
为什么星期日的早上我们坐在这里而不是在别的地方
Why is it that in the midst of our struggles as Christians in our lives that we're continuing to walk?
为什么我们基督徒生活当中遇到这些困难的时候我们还要继续前行
Why is it that in the midst of conflicts of different opinions with brothers and sisters in the same church that we are continuing to walk?
为什么跟弟兄姐妹在这个冲突和不同的当中我们还要跟弟兄姐妹一同的行走
And this passage here that we read today
今天我们读的这些经文
It's a really strengthening passage
是鼓励我们的经文
Because we understand through this passage
因为从这些经文中我们可以了解到
That there is a glorious hope
因为有一个荣耀的盼望
It's not only a hope for the future that we haven't gotten yet
不单单是那些将来我们现在还没有得到的盼望
But there is a whole bunch of blessings that God already put in our midst that will keep us to walk
但是神已经赐给我们许多的祝福让我们可以继续的行走
So this is a wonderful passage that concludes chapter 3
这是一个非常结束第三章的非常美好的经文
And let's examine this passage
让我们一同来看这些经文
So verse 17 it says Brothers, join in imitating me and keep your eyes on those who walk according to the example you have in us
第十七节说弟兄们你们要一同效法我也当留意看那些照我们榜样行的人
So we're walking
我们在行走
And Paul is urging brothers and sisters in Philippi to imitate him
那保罗呢在鼓励腓立比的弟兄姐妹要效法他
So as Paul asked the Philippian brothers and sisters to rejoice on this heavenly path at the beginning of this chapter
在这一章的一开始保罗就已经鼓励腓立比的弟兄姐妹要靠主喜乐
And later just as we read he described his own walk on this path
后来呢他又讲到他自己在这条路上如何的行走
And here he is telling brothers and sistersthat on this path, they're not alone.
在这里面他又告诉弟兄姐妹在这条路上我们并不孤单
that there is someone they should imitate while walking on this path.
当行走在这条路上的时候有一些榜样
that there is a good example they can follow.
他们可以跟从一些好的榜样
and that one good example right now he's talking about is Paul himself.
那么其中一个他正在讲到的榜样就是保罗他自己
So what does it mean that he wants them to imitate him?
当他说你们要效法我的时候是什么意思呢
For sure he's not saying that they should imitate imitate all of his actions.
当然呢, 他不是说要效法他一切的行为。
If we take from the testimony that he gave him of himself from the text before,
如果我们读前面他所讲的，读到前面他所讲到了他自己的见证。
He talked about how he is reaching forward or straining forward to reach the goal.
他是讲到他如何努力向前为要达到目标。
He talked about how his perspective of life changed.
而是讲到说他如何讲到他生命改变的那个角度。
His perspective changed. He valued his credentials before, but not anymore.
他过去呢为他自己所有的而骄傲，但是他现在已经不是这样了。
He talks about how he sees gaining Christ as the most valuable thing now.
他讲到他现在如何以得到基督为至宝。
So he's reaching forward.
他是努力向前。
So his life, the perspective of his life has changed.
他对他生命的看法已经改变了。
He loved his qualifications before.
过去呢他为自己所有的而骄傲。
But not anymore.
但是现在不再这样。
His goal is completely changed.
他的目标完全改变了。
So when we think of these testimonies from Paul,
当我们看到保罗这个见证的时候,
So what is Paul describing of himself?
保罗如何讲到他自己?
Is it describing any action that he did?
是讲到他做了什么事吗?
No, these are all describing a kind of attitude.
不是, 而是讲到他的态度。
This all describes the kind of mindset that he has.
讲到他的心态。
It's an attitude, a mindset that he wants to walk forward to see Christ.
是呢, 他盼望一直向前奔走, 以得到基督这样的心态。
And that's the attitude that he wants us to imitate.
这是他要我们所效法的这种态度。
It's like this, okay? So most of us, we know who Michael Jordan is, right?
就像大家都知道Michael Jordan一样。
We know Michael Jordan, he's the greatest basketball player that ever played in the NBA.
他是NBA当中最伟大的球员。
So there's a documentary of his, I'm a fan of Michael Jordan, so I was watching his documentary.
我是呢 Michael Jordan的粉丝，所以呢我也看他的纪录片。
And in that documentary, there's a coach that said Michael Jordan sets a good example for future players to imitate.
那在那个纪录片当中有一个教练说，迈克乔丹他为未来的球员树立了一个榜样。
So that these future players can imitate him.
所以未来的球员可以效法他。
So what is this coach talking about?
这个教练说的是什么?
Is he saying, oh, you need to, future players, you all need to jump as high as Michael Jordan.
是不是作为未来的球员，你们要像迈克乔丹一样跳得那样高呢？
Your shooting must be as accurate as Michael Jordan.
那么你的命中率是不是要跟迈克乔丹一样呢？
No, absolutely not.
当然不是这个意思。
What this coach is saying is that Michael Jordan, you need to imitate his attitude towards winning.
而是说呢，你们要像迈克乔丹那样。 渴望胜利的心态,
that his attitude towards the game of basketball,
是他向着打球的那种心态,
how serious he is towards the game of basketball.
每一场比赛他是何等的认真,
not everyone can jump and will shoot as good as he is.
并不是每一个人都能够像他跳得那么高投篮那么准确。
No, not everyone can.
不是每个人都能做到。
But there's one thing you can do.
但是有一件事是可以做到。
Which is to have the same attitude, isn't it?
就是像他一样的态度。
What Paul is saying here is not like, hey, as I eat, as I walk, as I work, do those things just like I did.
保罗在这里也不是说像我一样的吃，像我一样的做事。
Okay, he's saying, imitate my mindset.
而是说呢，你们要效法我的心态。
As First Corinthians, Paul said this.
在哥林多前书，保罗这样说。
Be imitators of me as I am of Christ.
要效法我，像我效法基督一样。
So when Paul is saying imitate me,
当保罗说你们要效法我的时候，
he's not saying, oh, I'm good, I'm really good.
并不是说我多么好。
Okay? Imitate me, I'm good.
所以你们要效法我。
No, it's imitate me, my attitude, the attitude that I have to follow Christ.
保罗呢说的乃是你们要效法我跟随耶稣那样的心智。
Paul here is encouraging the brothers and sisters to imitate his desire, his longing towards Christ.
保罗在这里呢, 是告诉弟兄姐妹, 你们要效法我, 像我渴望,
In verse 17, not only to follow Paul as a single person,
17节说呢, 也不单单是光光的效法保罗,
alone, right? To, as a single person, follow Paul.
不是说呢, 只有保罗这一个人你要效法,
it says, join in imitating me.
而是说呢, 要一同效法我,
that we are following together as a whole body.
而是我们呢, 在整一个身体里面一同向前,
we're not walking on this path to follow Christ alone.
在这条效法基督的路上不是我们一个人,
we are walking together as a body.
而是我们在这个身体里面一同行走,
you know, as 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 18 tells us,
就像哥林多前书12章18节所说的那样,
that God has arranged the members in the body, each one of them, as he chose.
神呢，有在神所神在基督身体里面所安排的肢体，照他旨意所安排的。God
according to His own will.
神按照他自己的旨意。Believe
it or not, God according to His own will placed every single one of us around every single one of us.
无论你是否相信, 神把我们每一个人按照他的旨意摆在这里,
that we are here not by chance.
我们不是随机的出现在这里,
as we look around in this room, let's say,
就说现在看我们所在的这个地方,
God is not putting us here as individuals.
神不是把我们个体摆在这里,
God is putting us together as a body.
神把我们放在这里成为一个身体,
that we're walking together.
所以我们可以一同行走。
And Paul here is saying, join in imitating me.
所以保罗在这里说一同效法我。
Not only do we walk together,
我们不单单一同的行走,
not only do we have good example of Paul to imitate,
我们不单单有保罗这样的好的榜样可以效法,
to follow his attitude to follow Christ,
像他效法基督一样,
but what's even better,
更美的是,
God has put many good examples around us,
而且神还在我们周围放了很多的好的榜样,
right? And God wants us to observe those things.
神要我们留意看这些事。
Here it says, keep your eye, verse 17, right? He says, keep your eyes on those who walk according to the example you have in us.
所以17节说, 也当留意看那些照我们榜样行的人。
Observe.
要留意观看。
Look around.
要四周观看。
Look around. Paul is saying here, learn to seek out or focus your eyes on those who also display the attitude to follow Christ.
保罗在这里也说要留意看那些照我们榜样行的人，照基督的榜样行的人。
You know, a lot of us, a lot of times,
说我们很多人很多时候,
when we are walking in our Christian lives,
当我们在基督徒生活里面的时候,
we love to look to ourselves,
我们喜欢只看自己,
how God is changing us,
神如何地改变了我们?
God is helping us.
神帮助我们。
Sometimes we love to listen to, let's say, the co-workers, the leader, so-called leaders of the church.
那么有时候我们也会看那些所谓的教会的带领教会的弟兄。
What do they have to tell us?
他们告诉我们什么?
What are the things that they can teach us?
他们可以教导我们什么?
How can we walk together with them?
我们可以怎样来跟他们一同行走?
You know, but there's more.
在这之外,
I'm not saying those things are bad. Those things are good, okay?
我没有说这些不好, 这些都是好的。
Yeah, we should continue to look to ourselves, to look to our co-workers, brothers and sisters, sure, the leaders of the church, sure.
当然我们还要 查看自己, 查看我们弟兄姐妹, 查看那些带领我们的弟兄姐妹。
But there's another more important thing that we need to do.
但是还有另外重要, 其他重要的事。
Look around just in amongst us.
就是看看我们周围。
I'm not saying, right? I'm not trying to divide, you know, there are leaders of the church and there are laymen of the church. No, no, no. Everyone is actually a leader in different positions and functions. That's it.
我并不是说呢，我要把教会的领袖和平信徒分开。其实我们每一个人呢，都在某些方面啊，其实我们都是带领的。
It's true that we just have different roles. That's all.
只是呢，我们在不同的啊。不同的，我们不过是起不同的功用，起不大扮演不同的角色。
But God wants us to look around us.
但是神也让我们呢看周围。
Are there examples of Christ?
是否有效法基督的榜样？
You know, we love to look at the bad side of people.
我们知道呢，我们都喜欢看别人不好的地方。
We have the human beings. We have this tendency.
啊，作为人来讲，这就是我们的倾向。
To look at the negative side of people.
看人的啊负面。
There's actually a study that says the human brain is trained to look at the bad side, the negative side of others.
啊，有科学研究告诉我们说呢，我们的头脑训练出来呢，就是专门看人的短处。
A co-worker at a church can do many things.
啊，一个教会的同工他可以做了许多的事。
And this co-worker may do things seen or unseen.
他可以做人看见或看不见的事。
And these things could be good and kind and gentle, caring.
可以是好的事，非常温柔的事，非常有爱心的事。
That this is truly a brother or sister that's been work done by God, that they're so beautiful, their life.
那么就因为神在这个弟兄或者姐妹上身上的工作，他可以啊，他可以做非常美的善工。
But yet, when that brother or sister maybe one day just had a bad day.
那么也许呢，这个姐妹或者弟兄有一天呢，就是啊 ，bad day， 就是
有一个
bad day，
bad day， 很多麻烦那一天， right?
就那天有点不幸。
Something happened in the family, let's say.
那就比方说呢，家里面出了一些事儿。
And when he or she came to church.
那么当他来到教会的时候。
He came in a bad mood.
啊，心情不好。
Maybe he says some unkind words.
也许呢，说了一些不好听的话。
What will stick with us?
那么在我们心里面留下什么？
A lot of times it's a negative thing.
很多时候在我们心里面就留下了阴影。
What's wrong with him?
他今天怎么了？
What happened?
出什么事了？
How can he say that?
他怎么可以这样说话？
How can she say that?
他怎么可以说这样的话？
You know, I remember when I was in middle school.
啊，记得我上初中的时候。
I hated coming to church.
我非常不喜欢到教会。
I hated it. Especially the time of breaking the bread.
啊，非常不喜欢到教会，特别是不喜欢薄饼。
It's just endless praying.
就是没完没了的祷告。
And singing.
唱歌。
My goodness, I hated it.
天哪，我真的不喜欢。
I hated going to Sunday school.
我也不喜欢上主日学。
You know, and I would skip out, okay, to the back of the church at BCTC. There's a back alley, right? And I would skip out to go to the back.
那么那时候呢，在教会里面呢，就在有后边的一排呢，我就跑到那边去。
And there's one winter morning, Sunday.
有一个冬天的早上。
礼拜天 with the snow still on the ground, I remember.
啊，地上还有积雪。
As usual, I was skipping Sunday school.
像平时一样，我呢啊，逃课，上主日学的时候。
I was in the back alley, okay, where the cars are parked.
那么呢，我就在后面，那里是停车场。
Then there's a church uncle that saw me just wandering about and playing snow in the back.
那么在教会里面有一个叔叔看到我在雪地里玩。
Well, first of all, I don't know why he was there, right? It means he's skipping as well, right? But he saw me.
当然呢，我也不知道为什么他在外面，他大概也是逃学，但是呢，他看见我。
And he yelled at me, "What are you doing? Get back to Sunday school."
他就对我喊着说，你在这里面干嘛？回去上课。
That image stayed with me for a long time.
那幅景象在我心里面留下了很久很久，在我心中留下了很久很久的印象。
It doesn't really matter how the other good things that this uncle did in front of my eyes.
那么无论这位叔叔在我 眼前曾经做过多少的好事。
It doesn't matter how God has changed his life, bit by bit, right in front of my eyes.
也不管呢，神在他的生命当中做了多少的改变，是我亲眼看见的。
Throughout the years, he will forever in my eyes be that uncle who skipped church as well and had a bad temper.
那么在我的心目当中呢，有许多年，他给我的印象呢，就是他也逃学，而且呢，他给我留下非常不好的印象。
I remember this.
他向我吼叫。
I remember till a day when I started working.
那么直到呢我开始工作之后
one afternoon, after lunch, he was just in the basement and I was in the basement, just two of us in the church basement.
那么就有一天呢在教会的地下室就是我们两在只有我们两个人。
I still didn't like him.
我那个时候还是不喜欢他。
But he reached out to me and so kindly gave me a hug.
那么呢他却来到面前非常温柔地抱了我。
You know, we negative things stay with us longer.
大家都知道呢负面的事情在我们心里面停留的更久。
God here wants us to learn.
但是神在这里面要我们学习。
To observe those good examples among us.
让我们留心看我们面前那些好的榜样。
Yeah, sure, no one's perfect.
当然呢没有完美的人。
No one's perfect.
没有一个完美的人。
But do you know that in each one of us, as long as you are a true child of God,
但是大家要知道我们每一个人只要我们是神真实的儿女
There is something that God worked on
我们里面就有神所做的
That there is some part of your life God has changed
我们生命当中也有神改变的部分
And God wants us to pay attention to that work of God
神要我们留意那些神所做的工作
And that we may look to those and be encouraged and follow those
我们就可以看见了我们就受到鼓励我们就可以效法
Don't just look at the negative things
不要只看到负面的东西
Don't just look at the negative things of different people
只是不要看到每个人负面的方面
If we're determined to pick on the imperfections of everyone, we can pick all day long.
如果我们定义就要看到每一个人的不足的话，我们整天也看不完。
But God wants us to learn to see the good example, those parts in us, surrounds us. Look to those.
但是神要让我们看我们自己和我们周围那些我们可以看到的好的方面。
Don't be like a kid who walks into the Metropolitan Museum of Art.
不要那么像一个到啊纽约艺术博物馆去的那小孩。
Passing by the pottery of ancient China and only sees it as a bowl with a missing side.
啊，当他走过那些中国古代留下来的那些碗的时候，只看到那些碗缺陷的地方。
Little does this kid know that he is surrounded.By all these broken bowls, but it's thousands of masterpiece.
他呢，这个孩子他
thousands years of masterpiece.
这些孩子当他走过这许多许多珍贵文物的时候，他只看到那些破裂的地方，他就不知道这是几千年留下来的珍贵的文物。
They're masteries of history.
这是历史的宝物。
But he will just go in and say, "That's a broken bowl. What can I use it for?"
他所看到的只是一个破。只是一个破碗的说这有什么用呢
Do we know that God has surrounded us with good examples that he has worked on?
我们是否知道神在我们周围放了许多他已经做成的好的榜样
Each one of us has his masterpiece inside.
我们每个人里面都有神的杰作
That we are to walk together and observe one another and encourage one another.
我们要一同行走我们要彼此的鼓励
Brothers and sisters, who do you see? What do you see?
弟兄姐妹，你看到的是谁？你看到的是什么？
Have we learned to observe for God's good example in among us?
我们有没有看到神在我们当中所做的好的榜样？
You know, when I go to some of the other churches, either in China or Taiwan or different places in the U.S.
当我到大陆、台湾和美国其他的教会的时候
，Sometimes I will hear this and say, "Brother, could you help us? If you know any good pastor, we're trying to find a good pastor."
那他们会跟我说，弟兄啊，能不能帮我们找一个好的牧师
？We're trying to find a good pastor.
我们正在试图找到一个好的牧师。
Sometimes I don't have anything to say, but sometimes I will encourage us, encourage them.
有的时候我无话可说，但是有的时候我会鼓励他们。
You actually have a lot of good pastors in among you.
就说其实在你们当中有，你们已经有了很多很好的牧师。
Look, learn to look around you.
要学习，要注意留心，并且学习你们周围的人。
So on this path, we're not walking alone.
在这条路上，我们不是孤独的行走。
We're walking together, and God has given us good examples to follow.
我们一同行走，神也给我们树立了好的榜样。
But verse 18 and 19.
然后我们再看第十八十九节。
For many of whom I have often told you, and now tell you even with tears, walk as enemies of the cross of Christ.
因为有许多人行事是基督十字架的仇敌。
Their end is destruction. Their God is their belly, and their glory is in their shame, with minds set on earthly things.
他们的结局就是沉沦，他们的神就是自己的杜甫，他们以自己的羞辱为荣耀，专以地上的事为念。
Paul here is telling them with tears.
保罗在这里流泪告诉他们。
Paul is telling brothers and sisters to look at the good examples.
保罗告诉弟兄姐妹要看好的榜样
，because he has personally seen how many others that have walked on the path, but now has walked in the opposite direction.
因为他自己也亲眼看到许多人曾经行走在这个路上，现在却调转了方向。
He is urging brothers and sisters to follow the good examples in order to contrast with those who have walked astray.
他劝告弟兄姐妹要跟从好的榜样，而且还有一些呢还有一些他迷失的人呢，成为了对比。
Some they have become the enemies of the cross of Christ.
有些人呢成为基督十字架的仇敌。
Why did I ask you to read verse 1 and 2?
为什么刚才叫大家读第一节和第二节？
Because verse 2 is actually talking about these people.
因为第二节就讲到这些人。
And now at the end of this chapter, Paul once again brings out these people and warns them again.
保罗在这章结尾的时候再次提到这些人来警告他们。
There are people who is trying to say obey the law.
那这些人呢，他们这就是那些说要顺服律法的人。
To obey the law, don't follow Christ. Follow Christ is not enough. Obey the law.
要他们要遵行律法，不单单要跟从基督，跟从基督是不够的，还要遵行律法。
On your salvation, you need to obey the law in order to gain that perfection in salvation.
在你的救恩当中，你要遵行律法，这样你们才能够完全。
And that is completely the opposite, the enemy of the cross of Christ.
这就是耶稣基督的仇敌，是跟基督十字架完全相反的。
And he is telling these brothers and sisters, walk good.
保罗是告诉这些弟兄姐妹
walk well on this path.
保罗鼓励弟兄姐妹在这条路上要行走得好。
And he's telling these brothers, he's warning these brothers and sisters.
所以他警告这些弟兄姐妹。
In tears, he is warning them.
他是流泪警告他们。
This is the tear of sadness.
这是悲伤的泪。
You know, it's interesting that being in prison doesn't put Paul to tears.
大家要留意保罗在监狱里不会因着作奸而流泪。
As a matter of fact, Paul, the guy is in prison, is writing a letter to people outside of prison to say, be joyful.
这个在监狱里的人写信给监狱外的人，告诉他们要喜乐。
Okay, Paul is in prison right now, when he writes his letter.
保罗写信的这个时候，他是在监狱里面。
That doesn't put him to tears.
这个并没有让他流泪。
He is in prison, and tomorrow he doesn't really know whether or not he's going to die tomorrow.
他在监狱里面，他也不知道明天他是否会死。
Being uncertain about tomorrow, that doesn't put Paul to tears.
不知道明天如何，不会使保罗流泪。
But what puts Paul to tears?
那么是什么使保罗流泪呢？
What put Paul into tears is seeing brothers and sisters now have become enemies of Christ.
让保罗流泪的乃是看到弟兄姐妹却成为基督十字架的仇敌。
What puts Paul to tears is seeing these good brothers and sisters that they may walk into become the enemies of Christ.
让保罗流泪的乃是看到这些好的弟兄姐妹，他们却后来可能会成为基督十字架的仇敌。
You see the heart of Paul, you see his attitude?
你们看到保罗的心和他的态度。
What puts him into sadness?
是什么让他忧伤？
Not his circumstance.
不是他的环境。
But how do brothers and sisters walk on this path?
而是弟兄姐妹如何在这条路上行走。
Once again, this is what we need to imitate.
这是我们所要效法的。
What do we care about?
我们在意什么？
And here, he is comparing the cross of Christ and the enemies of the cross of Christ.
保罗在这里面乃是对比基督的十字架和基督十字架的仇敌。
And from the cross of Christ, let's take a look. From the cross of Christ, what's the end of the cross of Christ?
当我们看十字架的时候，十字架的结局是什么呢？
The end is resurrection.
这结局就是复活。
The end is salvation.
是救，是得救。
The end is saving people's lives.
是人得救。
But here Paul says, their end, the enemies of cross of Christ, their end is what?
保罗在这里又说，那么十字架仇敌的结局是什么？
Is destruction.
是沉沦。
Is the eternal condemnation in hell.
乃是永远的审判。
Is that, it means that these enemies of cross, what they have worked for their entire life will all become in vain.
那么呢，这些基督教十字架的仇敌，他们整个的生命最终都是没有意义的。
One is life.
一个是生命。
The other one is destruction.
另外一个是沉沦。
And furthermore,
还有
on the cross of Christ, it shows that Christ doesn't liveby bread alone, doesn't live by the desires of the flesh.
那么也知道呢，在十字架上基督的生命不单单的是靠着食物，也不单单的是靠着
肉体。He lived by the command of God to go on the cross.
他是照着神的心意上十字架。
But these people, what does Paul say?
那么其他的人呢？
God, their God is their belly.
他们的神就是他们的肚腹。
This is not only talking about them liking to eat.
这不单单是说到他们贪吃。
This is talking about them allowing their own desires to govern their lives.
而是讲到他们容让自他们的欲望来控制他们。
Some even say this is about these Judaizers that they are talking about what can be eaten, what cannot be eaten, so on and so forth.
这是讲到说那些有人解释说这是讲到那些犹太教的人，他们说到哪些是可以吃的，哪些是不可以吃的。
But either way, their life is governed by their flesh, by their desires.
但是呢，不管怎样，都是讲到他们的生命是被自己的欲望和肉体所控制的。
So one side, they're living, Christ is living by the command of God.
然后一面我们看到呢，基督是照着神的话而活。
The other side,
另外一面
his enemies, they're living by their own desire.
另外一面，基督的仇敌按照他们自己的欲望活着。
On the cross, furthermore, on the cross, Jesus glory in what? In his humility and his obedience.
那么在一方面，让我们看到基督在他的顺服，在他的谦卑里面显出神的荣耀。
But to these people, the enemies, they glory in their shame.
而另外一面，那些仇敌呢，却是以他们的羞耻为荣耀。
Have you read the story of the emperor's clothes?
有没有读过皇帝的新装这个故事？
Right, that he is so proud of his invisible robe.
他为着那个看不见的衣服，这个国王是如此的骄傲。
That he is so proud of it that he even had a parade to walk on the street. And he was wearing this invisible robe.
他甚至安排了一个盛大的游行，穿着这件看不见的衣服。
But he was actually glorying what? In his own shame.、Right?
结果怎样呢？他其实是以自己的羞耻为荣耀。
And lastly, on the cross, Jesus' mind is set on accomplishing God's will.
那么在十字架上，基督的心意呢，是让神的旨意可以成全。
But these people, their minds are set on earthly things.
而这其他的人，而另一方面，他们的心呢，则是以地上的事为念。
Their heart,
their
hope,
他们的盼望
Their longing are all set in the world.
他们所有的盼望都是在地上。
There's some, so these are enemies.
这些十字架的仇敌。
Because when we compare the cross of Christ,
当我们比较基督的十字架
with these people,
和这些人比较的时
候 they're doing completely the opposite things.
完全是相反的。
Paul is in tears.
保罗流泪
is because he can see the end of those who are walking as enemies of Christ.
因为他看到那些以基督十字架为敌的人他们的结局。
Paul is in tears because he doesn't want other Christians to follow that path of destruction.
保罗流泪是因为他不希望其他的基督徒能够跟从那些人。
Paul wants them to imitate him.
保罗希望他们效法他自己。
Paul wants them to imitate those around them that are good examples.
希望他们效法他们周围那些好的榜样。
It's because he doesn't want these brothers and sisters to walk into destruction.
因为他不希望这些弟兄姐妹他们走向沉沦。
Next slide. 下一页。上面。Ah, there. Do you know who this is?
大家知道这是谁吗？
This is a minesweeper.
这是排雷手。
Minesweeper.
是排雷的。
You know what they do?
他们的工作。
In the midst of a whole minefield.
在这个雷区。
You don't really know where to go, which side is safe.
你不知道往哪走，你不知道哪里是。
They will walk right through that minefield.
他们要穿过这些雷区。
Not quickly, inch by inch.
他们不是匆匆走过，乃是一步一步的。
And they will clear their mind.
而把道路清理出来。
They will clear a path.
他们清理出一条道路来。
They will clear the whole minefield.
他们不是把整个雷区清理出来。
But they will clear a path.
但是他们会清出一条路。
And the other soldiers will just walk along that path.
那么其他的士兵就可以走在那条路上。
Paul is saying, look at me.
保罗乃是说你们看我。
Look at other brothers and sisters.
还有其他的弟兄姐妹。
These good examples.
这些好的榜样。
They've already cleared a path for you.
他们已经为你们清出了一条道路。
Walk on that path.
就行走在这条路上。
Be encouraged and walk it, not other ways.
彼此走路行在彼此鼓励行在这条路上不要偏离。
I've cleared out a path for you. Others have cleared a path for you. Follow them. Follow us.
我为你们清理了一条路，其他人为你们清理了一条路，你们要行在这条路上。
And lastly, verse 20 and 21.
最后呢，二十和二十一节。
It says, But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself.
我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。他要按照那能叫万有归服自己的大能，叫我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
This is actually the key of this whole passage.
其实呢，这是这段经文的最关键的经文。
Paul here changes his tone.
保罗在这里改变了他的基调。
Before he's talking about destruction.
在这之前他讲到
Before he's talking about the end.
之前他讲到结局。
Oh, but here Paul is saying,
但是保罗在这里面说,
that our citizenship is in heaven.
但是说我们是天上的国民。
But our citizenship is in heaven.
但是我们却是天上的国民。
There's this contrast.
在这里面有一个对比。
Hey, we are not walking towards destruction.
我们结局不是沉沦。
Our end is in heaven. We belong to heaven.
我们的结局是天国，我们属于天国。
While you're walking on earth, remember we belong to heaven.
当我们在地上行走的时候，要记得我们是天上的国民。
That is where our citizenship is inked forever.
这是我们永远的身份。
For those who are walking on the path towards Christ, the citizenship is in heaven.
那些跟从耶稣基督道路的人，我们是属天的国民。
That is the destination.
这是我们的结局。
Not destruction.
不是沉沦。
When Christians understand this, it gives us a
purpose to walk this path with.
当基督徒明白这一点的时候，我们就能够明白我们行走这条道路的目的。
This purpose is such that while we're walking the path, we're not aimlessly walking.
那么这个目的就是说，当我们行走在这条道路上的时候，我们并不是漫无方向。
But here in the passage it says we're awaiting for our Savior.
在这节经文告诉我们说我们在等候我们的救主
You know, this word awaiting is not a passive term.
这个等候这个词不是一个被动。
The word awaiting is something that propels us forward.
乃是一个激励我们向前的词。
It's interesting, huh? Waiting, but you are propelling forward.
很有意思等候但是呢却激励我们向前。
This waiting is something that helps us to walk straight.
这个等候呢它鼓励我们向前行
This waiting is something that allows us to focus on the way
这个等候呢让我们能够专注
What do I mean by it?
是什么意思
What does Paul mean by it?
保罗在说什么
What are we waiting for?
我们在等候什么
You know, I remember a little bit more than 7 years ago
我记得呢 七年多之前
When I was waiting inside the room of my own wedding ceremony
当我在我自己的婚礼的等候那个在等候室里的时候
on the side of the stage there's a small room I was waiting along with my groomsmen
就是在那个婚礼的这个台子的旁边有一个小房间我在那里等候我的新娘
along with my groomsmen
跟那些陪伴伴郎
And these groomsmen, there are 4 of them, they're chatting and joking and laughing.
一共有四个他们在那里面说笑。
Was I laughing and joking?
我有没有在说笑
I was nervous.
我非常的紧张。
I was waiting.
我在等候。
I wasn't sitting there and waiting.
我不是坐在那里等。
I was standing there and waiting.
我是站着等。
What was I waiting for?
我在等什么呢？
What was I waiting for? And when it's finally time to come out to the stage.
我在等着最终时候到了，我可以到前面来。
My groomsmen and myself, we walked to the front and we waited in front of the stage.
然后我和我的伴郎呢，走出来站在这个台的前面。
And I continued to wait.
然后我继续等。
What was I waiting for at that moment?
在那个时候我等什么？
I was waiting for the beautiful bride to appear.
我在等候那美丽的新娘出现。
I was waiting for that beautiful bride, that swing door to open, and she will appear and walk to me.
我在等候那个门打开，那个美丽的新娘出现在我面前。
I was waiting for her to come to me and be married to me.
我在等候她到我面前来娶我。
娶我 No, 我娶娶我娶的 You see that waiting isn't something that's passive
大家你看这个等候并不是一个被动
It's not me just sitting there and say doing nothing, feeling nothing and say when is this going to end
并不是我坐在那里面没有什么盼望的等候说这个什么时候才能结束
This waiting is proactive
这是一个主动的等候。
This waiting is something that says, I can't wait to get to the next step, you see?
这是一个等候是迫不及待要进入下一个阶段的等候。
Right? This is something that's proactive. This is something that will keep us going.
这是一个积极的等候一个促使我们向前的等候。
So brothers and sisters, who are we waiting for?
我们弟兄姐妹我们在等候谁呢
We are waiting for our Savior Jesus Christ.
我们在等候我们的救主耶稣基督。
You see, He will come again.
我们知道他会再来
It's not if he will come again
不是说他会不会来
It's he will come again
而是他会要再来
We're not just walking on this path aimlessly and go day by day Let's just pass day by day
我们并不是在这个路上毫无目的的行走过得过且过
It's that while we have this virus that's snaring around the world and around us Sure, let's just get by this
并不是说今天当这个瘟疫冲在这个世界上各处传播的时候我们说让我们等候它过去
You know, Paul understands that this life in the world is not the end
保罗明白我们在这个世上的生活并不是我们的结局
That there is a permanent citizenship that he has in heaven
他知道我们在天上有一个永远的身份
That's why being in prison, facing deathDoesn't put him to tears.
这就是为什么他在监狱里面虽然面临死亡 并不会让他流泪。
That's why seeing brothers and sisters walking the path of destruction puts him to tears.
这就是为什么，但是当他看到弟兄姐妹的结局可能会变为沉沦的时候，他会流泪。
Because they have lost the hope.
因为他们失去了盼望。
So, when we are waiting for Jesus Christ, what will he do when we are finally there?
当我们在这里等候耶稣基督，当我们最终到他那里的时候，他会做什么呢？
It's like, okay, so going back to the wedding story, right?
啊，让我们再次回到那个婚礼的故事。
They're saying, okay, I'm waiting for the bride.
当然我在等候新娘。
I'm waiting and waiting, and finally the bride comes.
我在等啊等啊等啊，最后新娘来了。
Then what?
下来怎样？
Then what?
下来如何？
Alright, let's show the next picture. Oh, it's already shown. Alright. So,We are pronounced husband and wives, right?
好，我们被宣告成为了丈夫和妻子。
And this picture was taken when we came back into the ceremony room.
这是呢，就讲到呢，就说我婚礼结尾，我们又回来的时候，已经宣布我们是夫妻之后。
And this this brother took this picture.
有一个弟兄就照了这张照片。
And he sent to me in an email later on.
后来他把这张照片通过电子邮件发给我。
So what happened after I received the bride?
那么我他成为我的新娘之后会发生什么？
In the email, the brother said to me.
在那个 email 里面，这位弟兄说。
So this starts your life of apology for your entire life.
这是你后悔 right?
不是后悔。
对啊，不是后悔。
Apology, 道歉。
OK.
不后悔，不后悔。
OK. 你不会后悔的生活现在开始了。
对吧？
那
学习道歉的生活现在开始了，道歉的生活。
OK.
Yeah. OK. Right, you need to learn to apologize now. OK. Learn to apologize.
OK. 你要学习呢道歉。
OK. This is your life now.
现在你就是这样的生活。
But,When Christ finally comes, is that our life? No, it's not.
那么当基督来的时候，我们的生活是不是这样的？当然不是。
That's just kidding with you, okay? When Christ comes,
当基督来的时候
is something even better than this.
我们的当然会带给我们更好的。
When Christ comes, what will happen?
当基督来的时候会发生什么？
He will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body.
他要改变我们卑贱的身体成为他荣耀的身体。
What does that mean?
是什么意思？
What will it look like?
荣耀的身体是怎样？
Honestly, I don't know.
说实话，我并不知道。
If there's anyone else that he thinks he knows and describes to you what that glorious body will look like, be careful, don't listen to him.、Okay?
如果有人告诉你，这里面有人告诉你说那个荣耀的身体是什么样的时候，你要小心。
But there's something that we do know.
但是有一些我们是知道
that it will be glorious just like our Jesus Christ
就是呢我们的荣耀的身体是像基督荣耀身体一样
that it will be far away from pain, sickness and sadness
没有痛苦没有悲伤
没有疾病
没有疾病
there will be no more death and no more tears
没有死亡没有眼泪
all the credentials of the earth
地上所有一切属地的
All of the qualifications that we strive for on earth,
在地上我们所要追求的一切
it will no longer matter.
再也无所谓了
He will give us a glorious body.
他会给我们一个荣耀的身体
And he will give us a glorious body with this wonderful power.
他会给我们一个充满了能力的荣耀身体
And no, how he will give us this body is that he will do it with his glorious, wondrous power.
他用他荣耀的能力把这个荣耀的身体赐给我们。
And this power is not a power that he needs to try really hard.
这个能力并不是他要努力得到的。
Here it describes what kind of power does our Lord Jesus Christ have.
这里面呢告诉我们耶稣基督他有什么样的能力。
It's...The power that subjects all things to himself.
就是叫万有都服于他的能力。
It's the power that keeps all things in order.
就是那个是万有都有秩序的大能。
It's the power that keeps everything in his control.
就是让 所有都在他的掌管之下的大能。
Everything.
每一件事情。
In the whole universe.
整个宇宙。
You, me, what happened, everything that's happening in this world, that he is in control.
你我这个世界上所发生的每一件事情都在他的掌管之下。
That his power is so great.
他的能力如此之大。
That there is nothing.
没有任何一样事情
that's outside of his control.
那是他所不能够掌控的。
And he will use that kind of power.
他使用这种大能
to transform us.
来改变我们。
It's not he is a one-trick pony. He only does know one, how to do one thing.
他并不是说他只能做一件事。
That his power, it means that his power is so big, and he will use that power to transform us.
他的能力是如此之大，并且他用这个能力来改变我们。
You know, there's a brother that used the example.
有一个弟兄讲了一个例子。
Right, talking about biology.
他用生物的例子。
Right, every single atom in our body.
我们身体当中的每一个原子。
Has electron, right?
都有电子。
So he once asked the professor.
他问一个教授。
Okay, so the electrons are running.
这些电子在运转。
At hundreds of miles per hour.
一小时能够运行几百英里。
Okay, hundreds of miles, these electrons are spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning.
这个电子就用这种速度一直的旋转。
And in us, we have trillions of cells and atoms in our bodies.
在我们身体当中有成千上万有数十亿的电子在我们身体当中运转。
Right, all these things are running around hundreds of miles per hour.
在我们身体当中以极快的速度运转。
And he asked the professor, how come we human bodies, we don't become fuzzy?
那他就问教授。
All the time.
为什么我们人却不会头晕呢？
You see, there's so kind of much chaos in this world.
在这个世界许许多多的混乱。
But there is an order.
但是却有一个秩序。
That's in God's control.
在神的掌控之下。
And how will he transform our body?
他怎样改变我们的身体呢？
He will use that greatest power that he has to transform us.
他就用他所有的那个最伟大的能力。
So we don't need to worry whether or not he can do it or not.
我们不需要担心他能不能够做到。
We can be assured.
我们确信。
That he can do it.
他当然可以做。
So, in conclusion.
最后的结论乃是。
You know, recently there was a brother in our church.
最近我们教会有一个弟兄。
That took his family for a road trip from New Jersey all the way to Florida.
他带着他的家呢，从新泽西一直旅行到佛罗里达。
A road trip.
啊，开车去。
He drove, right? That's a long way to drive.
那是一场很长的道路。
1100 miles.
1100英里。
His destination was Disney World.
那么他要去的地方呢，就是迪士尼。
Yeah, this 1100 miles of drive.
1100英里的驾驶。
In the midst, he was even, you know, when he was resting, he was texting us.
那么他休息的时候居然给我们发短信。
Where he is, what is he doing.
他到哪儿了，他在做什么。
And after he came back,
他回来之后
it didn't seem to be tiring for him at all.
他看上去一点都不疲倦。
When he was sharing with us, he was like jumping.
他跟我们分享这些事的时候，他好像乐得都跳起来了。
I'm not sure what gave him the excitement and joy along that path.
我真不明白在这条漫长的道路中是什么使他这么喜乐。
Maybe it was that he loved driving.
也许他就喜欢开车。
Maybe it was the hope that lies in front of him, Disney World.
也许呢，在他前面的迪士尼所带给他的盼望。
Maybe it was the time that he was able to spend with his family.
也许是因为他能够跟他的家人在一起。
But something kept him in joy and excitement along the way.
但是呢，就有一个事情让他在路上的时候，让他可以一直兴奋，一直喜乐。
There's something that gave him joy and kept him going and keep on going.
就是有一个东西呢，让他能够喜乐，让他可以一直向前。
We are all walking together on the path of being a Christian, isn't it?
我们是不是都是在一起走在这条基督徒生活的道路上？
We're all followers of Christ.
我们都是基督的跟从者。
And sometimes this path may seem to be pretty long and arduous, right?
有的时候这条路似乎很漫长，是不是这样？
I don't know what's helping you, to keep on you, to keep you on walking.
我不知道是什么东西帮助你扶住你一直在行走。
I'm not sure what's giving you joy and keep propelling you forward on this path.
我也不知道什么使你喜乐并且给你向前行走的动力。
When you face doubts,
当你有疑惑的时候。
When you face trouble,
当你有困难的时候。
When you face tribulation and sufferings,
当你有痛苦有逼迫的时候。
What's keeping you going forward?
是什么激励你继续向前？
Paul here is telling us,
保罗在这里告诉我们说，
that while we're walking on this path,
当我们行走在这条道路上的时候，
there are those who walk around, along with us.
说在我们周围有一些跟我们一同行走的人。
That God has put great examples right in the midst of us.
神在我们当中给我们提供了好的榜样。
That when we see them, we can be encouraged and know God is alive.
当我们看到他们的时候，我们就受到激励，并且知道神是活的。
And that will help us to walk along with them.
就让能够帮助我们和他们一同行走。
You know, there are testimonies of God's work right in front of us.
在我们面前，就在我们面前就有神的见证。
And furthermore, on this path,
更多的在这条路上，
that unlike the ones that are enemies of Christ,
跟那些十字架的仇敌的道路不同，
that we have a guaranteed citizenship in heaven,
我们有一个确定的属天的身份，
that for sure we will be there,
我们必定会在那里，
and that one day when we finally get there,
有一天当我们终于到达那里的时候，
that one day finally when Jesus Christ comes,
有一天当耶稣基督终于来的时候，
that our lowly body will be transformed into a glorious
body, 我们卑贱的身体要成为荣耀的身体。
Brothers and sisters, these are not just hope,
弟兄姐妹，这些不单单是盼望，
these are promises,
这也是应许。
These are promises that God has given us.
是神所给我们的应许。
Now Paul encourages brothers and sisters to rejoice.
保罗鼓励弟兄姐妹喜乐。
And he tells them why they can rejoice on this path.
他告诉他们在这条路上为什么要喜乐。
It's because on this path, if we're walking towards Christ,
因为在这条路上如果我们向着基督为目标，
that brothers and sisters, on this path, it will be filled with blessings that God has given us.
那么在这条路上会满了神所给我们的祝福。
That it will be filled with encouragement for us to follow.
会这个路上会有给我们充满了向前走的激励我们向前走。
Look around you.
要看你的周围。
Look around you.
看看你的周围。
God's work surrounds you.
神的工作就在我们周围。
We walk together.
我们一同的行走。
And not only that.
不但如此。
When we finally get there,
当我们终于到那里的时候，
He has a promise that is beyond our imagination.
他有他所给我们的盼望能够超出我们的想象。
Our body will be transformed.
我们的身体要被改变。
Into a glorious one.
成为一个荣耀的身体。
Let us encourage each other.
让我们彼此的鼓励。
Let us be encouraged by the word of God.
让我们神的话也鼓励我们。
Let's walk together.
我们一同行走。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
God, we thank you for this following time, for the time that you have given us.
神，我们谢谢你给我们的时间。
We thank you for giving us your wonderful words.
谢谢你把你自己宝贵的话给我们。
Lord, that in your words we may be strengthened.
靠着你的话我们能够被刚强。
That in your words we can see.
在你的话中我们可以看见。
That we have an assurance.
我们有一个确据。
That you are the wonderful God that has already taken care of us.
你是一个已经你已经为我们做了一切的奇妙的主。
That you have already given us what we need to walk on this path.
我们所需要在这路上行走的你已经赐给我们。
And that one day we will see you again.
有一天我们会再次见到你。
And one day we have this glorious hope. We will dwell in heaven with you.
那么我们有这个荣耀的盼望，有一天我们会在天上与你同在。
Please speak to us continuously.
求你继续向我们说话。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.